From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Yesterday, we heard about President-elect Obama's plan for a huge infrastructure program. Mr. Obama says it would be the biggest investment in public works since the interstate highway system was begun 50 years ago. We also heard from a Democratic governor, David Paterson of New York, who is eagerly awaiting some of that money to start what he calls shovel-ready projects as early as March. Well, today, a Republican governor, one who's been cautioned the country about the debts that we're running up in this season of bailouts and proposed stimuli. Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina, welcome to the program, Governor.
My pleasure.
Should Washington start spending hundreds of billions of dollars on infrastructure in the spring?
I don't believe so, because the operative phrase here is spending, or are they borrowing more money to spend? In this case, they'd be borrowing more money to spend to solve a problem that was, in fact, created by too much borrowing.
And adding, therefore, to the national debt, to deficits.
Yeah, which is getting to the point of not such an abstract thing. I think that we've got real dangers with regard to the long-term value of the dollar based on unsustainable spending. We're looking at about $53 trillion in total liability to all of us as American taxpayers, which amounts to about a $450,000 per household invisible mortgage. And at some point, the danger of debt is that it comes due. And it's going to come due in our lifetime and more directly our kids' lifetime with, I think, a whole host of unintended consequences.
There appears to be a consensus, though, developing in Washington that a deep recession is not the time to worry about that problem, the problem of the mounting national debt, that there may be other times to return to it, but right now we could do more damage by not spending.
Well, the presumption there is that economic stimulus comes from a check that's written from Washington, D.C., mind you, not from a piggy bank there, but, you know, we borrowed $500 billion from the Chinese, we borrowed from Medicare, we borrowed from Social Security, we borrowed from our kids and grandkids. And I think that the fallacy is, one, economic stimulus is not driven by, again, borrowed money out of Washington, D.C. The ultimate in economic stimulus is people getting up and going about their life's work, figuring if they play by the rules, make prudent decisions, they can have a crack at the American dream. And what we're moving toward is in essence, away from that market-based economy of everybody going out and doing their part as best they can, that kid in the basement creating the product of tomorrow, to instead a politically-based economy wherein if you got the right lobbyist in Washington, D.C., or if you can make enough noise, you get the golden tap by Washington, and indeed you get a bailout. And I think that in the long run, that is very much something to worry about, in addition to borrowing's consequence with regard to the dollar and other things.
We did hear, though, yesterday in our program, that for $1 billion of infrastructure spending, you can count on about 35,000 jobs. And if it's a highway program or a bridge or something that's underway, the jobs can come online pretty quickly.
But if one accepts this false fallacy that money borrowed out of Washington, D.C. will get the economy going again, particularly given where we are. Think about this. In the Great Depression, debt was about 18% of GDP. Today, it's 76% of GDP with a GDP that's falling. And if you stack in the unfunded liabilities that didn't exist back then, we're up almost approaching 400% of GDP. You couldn't get a loan from an IMF with those kinds of debt levels.
Well, if big infrastructure spending is a bad idea, what's one very good idea that Washington could do right now that would address problems like high unemployment in your own state?
I would say, one, you just got to look much more comprehensively at the notion of economic stimulus. So I would say that, for instance, unfunded mandates, we spent $500 million this coming year in South Carolina on unfunded mandates from the federal level, and that if you loosen those unfunded mandates on states, you'd give them a lot more latitude in dealing with their respective unemployment problems or, frankly, infrastructure needs that they might face in their state.
What's an example of one such unfunded mandate, which, if you were liberated from, would help in job creation?
Real ID. We're going to spend $18 million totally squandering and wasting taxpayer money on something that has us jumping through a lot of hoops and requirements that aren't at all tied to the real-world threat.
But you'd have to come up with lots of items of that size to begin to...
Certainly.
And you think there are. You face them all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Governor Sanford, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
That's Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina.